Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Mike McCarthy. How are you?
Hey, boys. How are we doing this morning, huh?
Yeah, we're doing all right, Coach. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. You guys get me okay? Let me give you a level here real quick. Yo.
Yeah.
That's your level check phrase. Yeah, we hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, okay. Let's go, boys. What we got?
Well, what do you have after that loss to Arizona? How's the week been?
First of all, I'd like to say I appreciate you guys. You know, I really appreciate what you do, what you do to your bodies, you know, every day. And, I appreciate you having Troy Aikman on every week, man. That's good stuff. You know, yep. Troy speaks the truth, you know. He and Dion, you know, they speak the truth. And plus that part, that quote he said about in the National Football League that no one's having fun,
mm-hmm.
you know. He's right about that, man. I mean, we work our asses off 90 hours a week, you know, and you go out, you think you're going to win, you get beat by the Cardinals. You kidding me? You know, and then you got to come back to the Star, you know, and daily basis answer questions from David Moore and Nui. You think that sounds like fun?
It's a rough job.
Obviously, it's not fun. It's not fun to lose. It's not fun when your team doesn't play complimentary football. And, you know, I was ticked after the game, but you know who was really ticked?
Who's that?
Jerry. Man, he was really ticked.
What'd he do?
Well, he was in the bottle for most of the trip back in the plane.
Uh-oh.
You know? And then we're about to land, and he staggers back, you know, to the back of the plane. That's where he put me and the coaches. He put us back there with the media. You know? And he says, since you guys are so ridiculous, you're going to sit back here with the reporters and Jerry Jr. and watch Bluey all the way back.
Jerry Jr.'s watching Bluey?
You know, and he was half smashed and says, he said, F you, I'm hiring Kellen Moore back.
Wow.
That's breaking news.
I listen to him. He's crazy. He's drunk, you know. No one listened to him, you know. But, hey, I don't blame him, you know. You get beat by the Cardinals, you got problems.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if we can't beat them, who are we going to beat, you know? And, I would make fun of our offense, too. And, by the way, it's not called the Texas Coast.
Okay. Wait, what is it called then? I thought it was called Texas Coast.
No, it's called the Texas Roast offense. I call the plays on Sunday and get roasted on Monday.
Okay, all right.
The Texas Roast, right, I like it.
You know, sometimes you got to lighten it up a little. The other thing Jerry said was he rambled something about making another deal with the devil.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah. I got in trouble. I was a smart ass and said, another deal with the devil. Didn't you do that by signing Dak to that contract last year?
Okay. I bet he'd like that.
That didn't go over well.
No, sometimes you got to laugh, though, you know?
That is true. That is true. To pick your spirits up.
You guys are probably on my ass this week, aren't you?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I think everybody is a little bit after you lose to Arizona. And now you got New England, and you go up against the legend, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, he is a legend. I give him credit. You know, he's Belichick. People think he's going to come in here and beat our ass by 14, and you know what? I tend to agree with them.
We don't want to hear that,
Coach.
Probably will, but let me guess what you guys have been saying about me, man.
You're
probably
okay.
Offense predictable, right? Mm-hmm. Not enough motion before the snap.
That has been said.
Don't listen to... I don't listen to people enough. You know, the game's passed me by because I haven't called plays in 5 years.
Right.
It has been said, yes.
I don't have an elite quarterback, you know, stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they've been saying?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Well, you're pretty much right, man. I suck.
Okay, now stop agreeing with all this.
You're pretty much dead on there. I'm going to tell you that right now. Hey, you guys going to watch The Golden Bachelor?
No, probably not.
I think so.
It looks good to me, man. Lots of, horny people jumping on one another that are over the age of 70.
I don't know that's something that is interesting.
Yeah, we want you to watch game film.
A horny old guy plowing through women week to week. We got to get Jerry on this show.
I think he lives the Golden Bachelor life.
Oh, man. Well, we're having fun now. You guys got Jones coming up?
We truly are having fun.
All right, Coach, good luck against Arizona.
Let's go, Cowboys. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, see you.
There he goes, Mike McCarthy, getting ready for the Patriots.